that will be all for today, class. Please remember your homework first thing tomorrow morning. Just place it on my desk as usual when you come in. Thank you. Can you stay behind a moment? I need to talk to you before you go home. Please. Do you know why I've kept you behind? No? Okay. Well, some of the other teachers, female teachers of course, have been telling me about what you've been doing. Don't deny it. I've noticed it too. It's so obvious, and you take no effort to even hide it. But I wonder why. Is it because you think we wouldn't notice? Think that we wouldn't notice as your eyes lower to the floor? Yes. I'm talking about you staring at our feet. It's all right, it's fine. It's a perfectly natural thing that you can't control, I understand that. You didn't choose this fetish, no one does. But I still need you to take some command of it. The other female teachers are a little put off by it, and it may affect their teaching, and then they will have no choice but to talk to the headmistress, and then you'll likely get suspended and everyone will know about your little kink. To be honest, I'm not that bothered by it. I understand the attraction. And I have been told about how amazing my legs look while wearing black stockings and open-toed heels like I am now. I'll tell you what. I will allow you to use my feet however you wish, and then you have to promise you'll stop looking at the other teacher's feet, including mine. I am serious. You need some kind of outlet, and I can only assume jerking off isn't really doing it. So, my boy, take down those pants and show your teacher exactly what you do to my sexy little feet. But first, you must agree. Say, I promise I'll no longer stare at the female teacher's feet. There. Good boy. Now I'll just lean back in my chair, relax, and put my feet up on the desk. Just the right height, huh? Sorry? You're not sure what to do? I guess you've never been with a woman, let alone touch one's feet. Then I'll guide you. Take off your pants. Good. Such a manly cock for a young man like you. Take your erect cock and rub it along my leather shoes. Yeah, like that. How does that feel? Good. I can tell you're getting harder and harder as your pink little head grazes against the heel. It's been a while since a man has worshipped my feet. God, I remember how hard my ex-husband used to come while he pounded my pussy, unleashing his load inside me as he sucked my toes, moaning. His cock would throb so hard as he sucked and licked. Sorry, I shouldn't be talking about that to you. Or did that little story chorus, the pre, come from you? Rub it against my toes. Let it soak through through my stockings and onto my skin. Yes, that's it. Rub that cock all over them. But I bet you'd rather my shoes off, huh? Well, go on. Unstrap the leather and get those pesky things out of the way. That's better. My toes are free to wiggle and stretch after a whole day of being confined to those shoes. There's just nothing better than taking off my heels after a long day at work once I get home. I just wish I had a man to rub them. And then, perhaps, I'd give him a foot rub. Stick your cock between my feet. Yes. Feel the material rub against your hot skin as I run them along. So hard. So fucking veiny. Excuse my language. It's all in passion, I swear. I'll have sex with my feet, yes. My glove to them. Wrap your strong fingers around my ankles. Move your hips back and forth. Thrust that cock between my soles. That feels fantastic, I bet. How many times did you imagine this very moment? Every day you were here in my class. Did you think about it with the other teachers too? How about young Miss Lovejoy? Don't you just love the way she always wears those short skirts? I bet you think her legs look as great as her feet. Am I right? And let's not forget Mrs. Smith. Always wearing black. She's such an old-fashioned lady with her dresses and lace. I bet you just love to peel our boots off to unveil their sexy contents. I bet she paints her toenails black. And of course, Miss Archer, the PE teacher. I heard she sometimes goes barefoot when running a class out in the school field. I bet that drives you crazy, watching as her bare soles press into the grass and come away slightly green and dirty from the earth. How eager are you to clean them off for her, You would obey in an instant, I bet. But now you have me, always wearing stockings and heels. Always teasing what lies beneath. Maybe one day you'll see. Maybe. Yes. Oh, how about you lie down on the floor at my chair? That's it. A foot job from your teacher. How does that feel? My feet running up and down, stroking, toes wrapped around, squeezing. It won't be long now before you blow. You've been building up all day. Normally you'd be home by now, most likely with your cock in hand, a mental image of one of your teachers in mind as you burst, coming all over yourself. Which of us would you have in mind today had I not asked you to stay? You're just saying that. I'm flattered, anyhow. Your clothes Oh, you're throbbing so much. Oh, yes. Oh, come all over my stockings, all over my feet. Oh, yes. No, please come. Yes. Yes. Hope this will be enough to make you think before you start staring again at our feet. Do we understand each other? I don't want to have to do this again with you. Oh, good. Anyway, we're done. You're dismissed. See you tomorrow morning. Don't forget your homework.